Let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Is it cold down? It's 23 degrees here. Is it cold down there?
No, it's 87.
87 in the sunshine.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we do with our NFL picks?
You went 2-1. You had New Orleans and the Rams, and you lost with New England. And I ran the table. I had Kansas City, the Rams, and Green Bay, so I went 3-0.
All right. So tonight, I've got to pick the Giants, so I've got the Giants.
I'm taking San Francisco.
I know.
Giants stink.
They do. They do. They're just terrible. But still, you know what? At this point, it doesn't matter. I got to take them. So they're playing. I got to take them. You know what they say if you're a Giant fan?
You need a doctor.
You can't pick them to win, and you can't pick them to lose because they'll upset you both times.
Well, this will solidify the Giants' first-round pick tonight if they lose.
Go Giants. All right. So now, it's funny. I looked at a lot of different headlines this morning when I got up in sports, all saying secrets revealed to how to beat Brady. Well, Mike, I'm going to sit right now and I'm going to ask you a question. When you're a football team and you want to defeat Tom Brady or have a chance, what do you do? What do you do as a football team?
You score more points than them.
No, but I mean, other than that, what do you try to do to Tom Brady?
I don't know.
You try to be physical with him. You try to knock him down a lot. You had a lot of hits, maybe not a lot of sacks. You try to take him out of his game plan. The Giants did that in both the Super Bowls and won. Any team that beats the Patriots that unexpectedly does something like that. And that's what happened yesterday. He was just completely out of his game.
How long has New England been good?
Oh, forever, forever. And he's
okay,
like,
well,
and the guy's like 40 years old.
How old's the guy?
He's like 40 years old, yeah, yeah.
I mean, all good things come to an end.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a sign that New England is on the downswing. How many Super Bowls have they been in? How many times have they lost top players and they continue to be good? I mean, sooner or later it's going to end. I'm sure that yesterday's game is not the signal for Armageddon for the Patriots, but people are going to make it sound that way. Tennessee's been playing pretty good. And New England went in there. They probably were a little flat. Who knows? I didn't see the game. And they probably pressured Brady, like you said. And he doesn't have the tools like he used to have around him.
Didn't have Gronk.
And they got beat.
Yeah.
New England scored 10 points, right?
Yeah.
Tennessee scored 34. The story should be about New England's lack of defense more so than his lack of offense. Because I didn't look at the game, I didn't see anything, but I'm sure if I look at it and you look at possession time, Tennessee's possession time is probably going to far outnumber what New England had the ball for. So I think that the problem starts with the defense and not the offense.
All right, so I'm trying to think what else. Green Bay looked pretty good in their game actually yesterday.
They played Miami. Miami's terrible.
Okay. There's a lot of terrible
teams. Well, if you look at Green Bay, They gave the Rams a run for the money. They had a pretty tough schedule the last couple weeks and came out on the short end of the stick in both of them. They played New England in New England last week. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they beat Green Bay last week. So, I mean, New England is allowed to lose once in a while. And when you play in a dog of a division like the AFC East, when you're 7-3, you're still going to win the division. They're 7-3, right?
Yeah.
And they're talking about today how New England's sliding. There's only one team in the AFC that has more wins than them, and that's the Chiefs. So I don't think it's time to fill up the life rafts in New England yet.
All right,
it's coming, but it's not time yet.
So the life rafts in New York are definitely overflowing.
The life rafts in New York are at the bottom of the river.
I mean, everybody for the Giants
and
they're
just going to pile on them tonight.
The Giants and the Jets. I mean. What two horrible football teams.
Yeah, you know, like everybody today is talking about how Todd Bowles needs to be fired.
Wow.
It's the team. Is Todd Bowles responsible? Probably for some of it. But when you got these overpaid babies that just quit on the coach, they're the ones that need to go. How come a coach gets labeled as a bad coach, but a player that's a dog doesn't get labeled as a cancer? That's what I'd like to know. Because when I played sports, and I knew guys that didn't put out. I didn't want them on my team. If you had a good enough team, the team pretty much for its most part took care of itself. There's a lot of players on the Jets that don't belong in pro football. If you got rid of them and you got some top-notch players to put in or half-notch players to put in that wants to play, they'd be a little bit better than they are. And to me, that doesn't start with Todd Bowles. That starts with the GM.
All right, so now we're done with football. Did you see
we ain't done with football yet.
Well, I said New York.
How about the Saints?
The Saints are – their offense is playing like they did in their Super Bowl year. They are unstoppable.
The Saints are they're flying right now. I hope they're not peaking too soon.
Unstoppable. 500-yard – they're averaging 500 yards a game the last few games.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of these rules that they have in football now, huh?
Oh my God! Oh my God! They did everything. It's like their Super Bowl year. They look unstoppable.
Yeah. And if you want to talk about a dog of a team that probably have some more players that need to be exiled out of the league, how about the Falcons?
Man, they've just given up.
How about the Falcons?
They've just given up.
There you go.
Amazing.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that have given up. I mean, the Jaguars, there's one. The Jets, there's another one. The Raiders, there's another one.
So you can't say the Giants.
The Giants,
no,
there's another one.
No, they haven't given up. They never got started.
They gave up.
They never got started.
The Falcons. I mean, there's a lot of teams you can go through,
man,
up and down and say that this is the new football. This is the progressive football that they have now. It stinks. It's garbage. They need to go back to the old way, like you and I said, when you had eight teams you knew were going to be good, one of them was going to win the Super Bowl, but you knew what to expect of it. Now, my God, you look at these standings, it's just pathetic.
How good did it feel? You probably didn't see it, but at the end of the game, the Rams beating the Seahawks and taking a look at Pete Carroll's face. It was just so good to see that.
I don't like the Rams coach. I was hoping the Seahawks beat them.
I can't stand Pete Carroll. I'm sorry. I don't like him from the choke signal back when he was coach of the Jets. I don't like
anything
him.
That says Los Angeles in front of him, I don't like.
Right behind New York.
No, L.A.'s a distant second.
Okay.
Distant second.
All right, speaking about distant second, you hear about the rumors in the NBA?
Marshmello's done?
Well, they might waive him. And the coach said, oh, no, that's not
good. Well, he hasn't showed up for two games.
Yeah, they might waive him.
He's had an illness.
He's had an illness, all right.
He doesn't get the ball enough. That's the illness.
No, it's called take the money and run.
hey, Marshall, we're looking right more and more every day, aren't we?
Take the money.
How many years was he with the Knicks? And I said, he's the problem with the Knicks. The Knicks can't get anybody until they get rid of him.
Yeah, the Knicks. His leaving the Knicks did not affect the win-loss total at all.
Yeah, but at least you could build with this team. You have some. The Knicks are going to be okay. They have a nucleus of a lot of young players, and I mean young players, and they have to get used to the NBA and the difference between that and college ball. And a lot of them, a few of them at least anyway, are one and done players, so they're really, really young. Once they get their feet wet and they get a little bit older and they grow a little more because they're still kids, the Knicks will be all right.
All right. So anything else in sports before we go?
Where else can we go? The Rangers have been playing decently lately. The division is as tight as a drum. So maybe the Rangers are going to do a little bit different this year. They're still giving up more goals than they've scored. They still have the sieve in the net. But maybe they can be competitive for a little while. We'll see how that runs. And the Blackhawks, talk about a team that's in disarray. They're in last place. Got fired their Hall of Fame coach. Boy, I don't know what they're doing out there. Seven games in a row they lost. I can't remember the last time the Blackhawks lost seven games in a row.
Yeah.
And firing a coach, that just gives the players a reason in November to pull the plug.
Yeah, pull the plug.
It's going to be ugly out there.
All right, well, we'll see what
happens. I don't know what's going to be uglier. The result, final result here in Chicago or tonight's football game?
Tonight's football game, I can predict you will be pretty ugly. it's being played out in San Fran, right?
Yep.
That's the only good thing about it. At least they won't be cold when they play.
Oh, right. It'll be chilly, but it won't be cold.
No. All right, Mike, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.